And more evidence today for environmental concerns in China. There is news that a freshwater dolphin from China may have gone extinct. Researchers say it would be the first whale or dolphin, they're known as cetaceans, to specifically be wiped out by human activity. Dr. Samuel Turvey is a conservation biologist at the Zoological Society of London. He was on a multinational team that searched for the Yangtze River dolphin. Dr. Turvey, welcome to Day to Day, and I'd never even heard of this dolphin.
That is a big problem that the species has often faced, and that's at least partly why it's been allowed to disappear, that it wasn't ever in the public eye in quite the same way as something like the panda was.
So tell me about this dolphin and what efforts you've undertaken to try to see if it might still survive.
It's a small white river dolphin. The Chinese name Baiji means white dolphin. It's an extremely distinct species. It's declined so dramatically in the Yangtze over recent decades that the only hope for its conservation was thought to be to establish an ex situ breeding program in an oxbow lake, in some ways similar to recovery programs in the States for things like the black-footed ferret and the California condor.
So you wanted to try to find some examples of the species, put them in a lake, and they might survive there. You've gone and searched the whole length of the Yangtze River.
Yes. We failed to find any evidence that there are any Baiji left in the river.
Have Chinese authorities made efforts to try to save this dolphin?
Well, for the best part of 30 years, there's been a recovery program that's been proposed, the recovery program I mentioned of trying to set up this ex-situ breeding program. There's also been a lot of attempts to try and crack down on the harmful factors in the river that have made it decline so much, specifically harmful fishing techniques, because dolphins get caught and snagged in rolling hook long lines and get shocked to death in electrofishing. But unfortunately, it seems, for whatever reason, to be difficult to police this along the length of the mid and lower Yangtze. So the only real conclusion has been to try, as well as improving the river conditions, to maintain this ex-situ breeding population, which obviously we sadly failed to do.
Well, Dr. Turvey, you're a conservation biologist. What do you conclude that now the first dolphin or whale or cetacean has gone extinct because of human activity?
The Yangtze River dolphin conservation story has been described as a national tragedy and an international disgrace because, despite repeated recommendations to implement the recovery program, nothing was ever really done by the international community. So we have to realize that extinctions are happening now. We have to act and mobilize ourselves in order to save the increasingly large number of endangered species, such as the vaquita, the Gulf of California porpoise, the next most endangered cetacean, which is just about to die out in the Sea of Cortez.
Samuel Turvey, a conservation biologist at the Zoological Society of London. Thank you, Dr. Turvey.
Thanks very much.